Air conditioning on farm equipment today is a necessity. Keep the AC serviced so you stay cool and avoid expensive repairs on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You wouldn't drive just any tractor, so why use just any diesel fuel? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has 7 top quality additives for better performance and less downtime than typical number 2. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. So ask yourself, what's in your diesel fuel? And more importantly, why settle for anything less than the best in your equipment? Upgrade to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the 3 big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Maintaining the air conditioning system and farm equipment involves checking the belt and cleaning the bugs and debris out of the condenser. But there's more that needs to be done if you want the system to last. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says an air conditioning system has refrigerant, and by nature of its design, the refrigerant will slowly weep out over time and moisture will wick in. When the moisture mixes with refrigerant, it creates an acid.
This acid then attacks everything in the air conditioning system. Over time, the acid will deteriorate the desiccant, which is used to absorb the moisture, affect all the solder joints, the hoses, and the compressor. When this happens, you're facing a very expensive repair.
Bohack says to service the system, you need a special machine called an air conditioner recovery station. It recovers the old refrigerant so it doesn't go into the atmosphere and then pulls a vacuum on the system.
It is imperative that you pull a vacuum on the system down to 30 inches of mercury. The reason for this is that water will boil at 54 degrees Fahrenheit under a vacuum. So you're actually boiling off the moisture in the air conditioning system and sucking it out with the vacuum pump in the charging station. Next, the proper amount of refrigerant needs to be put in, along with a specified amount of refrigerant oil.
If you properly care for your air conditioning system, he says it will outlast the equipment or vehicle it's installed in. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about servicing the air conditioning and find more engine tips from Ray at agriculture.com.